Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm not asleep anymore. I can walk out every door because I slept so great last night.
There's only one place to rest your body and face, who that will treat you so right, and that's Lisa. They offer two awesome mattresses,
Lisa.
The all foam and the Sapria hybrid,
Lisa.
Plus accessories and bases for better and deeper rest.
Lisa is on a mission to provide a better night's sleep,
Lisa.
Giving 32,000 mattresses that you can keep. And they are giving you a President's Day sale.
Ooh, you can get 15% off any mattress for a limited time at lisa.com/offbook. And use promo code offbook. That's LEESA.com/offbook. Promo code offbook for Lisa. With all foam and Sapira hybrid mattresses.
Podcast, the final frontier of content. They're the new TV, haven't you heard?
That's what we say at Earwolf, anyway.
We've got a new podcast for you to check out.
Starting Stardate today,
Voyage to the Stars
is like a sci-fi sitcom for your ears. They started with a great script and handed it to a bunch of funny people from TV shows like The Good Place and let them improvise into the unknown and beyond.
Into space.
Starring Felicia Day from everything like Mystery Science Theater, Supernatural, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Colton Dunn from Superstore and Key and Peele.
Janet Varney from The Legend of Korra and tons of comedy podcasts.
Steve Berg from The Good Place.
Also two of them from this episode of Off Book.
And two of them from a future episode of Off Book.
Here's the gist. A crew of misfits board an alien spaceship and wind up in the wrong side of the universe. Each episode, they try to get back home.
It's funny stuff. Ha ha ha. Check it out. Look up Voyage to the Stars in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Engage!
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome to, oh yes, a fanfare. A fanfare.
We loved it. Every second of it.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
On the fanfare was King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella.
Wicks on the sticks, producer Dane on the drums.
We got Brett making all the things sound so high, so low, so right.
Choo-choo,
I'm making a train.
Engineer Brett, we got Karate Bird, we got Male Person Stacy.
Everyone's here.
Everyone's here, but guess what?
We're going to do a musical. Is that what you're going to say?
No, because I feel like they know by now. But I was going to say, guess what?
We're going to do a musical. What?
We got two guests.
That's twice as many as usual.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, God. We're so excited.
This is going to be just a grand old time. From Voyage to the Stars, a new Stitcher show that you should already be listening to, please welcome Steve Berg and Janet Varney.
Exciting to be here.
It's exciting to only have to be half as good as the normal guest on the show.
Oh no, sorry.
Sorry,
when
you
there's two
guests,
twice as good.
I thought
we
could be like half as good.
No.
I wasn't looking that hard at the chart. Now that I'm looking at the full chart,
yeah, you see,
and
that's yeah,
the scientific. When I look at the talent molecules, mm-hmm. I wasn't reading them appropriately.
Yeah, you need to
I'm
be
sorry.
Twice as good individually. So it needs to be like a four times as good.
Honestly, like people forget that the science behind comedy.
I know.
So hard.
Well, I almost forgot to put on my safety goggles when I sat down. And I realized I could burn my eye out from music.
Yeah. Nothing could be more dangerous.
Well,
those chemical compounds.
Well, you must use the scientific method when measuring comedy.
That's right.
Always.
And so,
always or it's not funny.
Yeah.
Measure it.
You must use instruments.
You start with the hypothesis.
I believe deeply.
Okay.
I believe deeply that there will be jokes.
That's a hypothesis.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the hypothesis.
Okay.
I almost said hypology. Like, no, I'm sorry I believe
step
this.
Step two is you make an apology for your hypothesis. That's your hypology.
I'm very comfortable apologizing.
That's you opening up for peer review. You're like, hey, I understand how academia works.
And I'm sorry. And preemptively, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. There's definitely something wrong here. There's like, what is it? Observation, experimentation. No, experimentation.
Repeatability.
There you go.
I'm responsible for starting this.
Yeah.
You led us here.
And yet, I have no memory of any sort of scientific method whatsoever.
I do like science a lot. I'm a big fan of, specifically, all the animals that run and jump and fly and swim. Ooh. That's science, right? Marine biology. The Natural History Museum was always my jam as a kid.
There's nothing wrong with a good Natural History Museum.
I agree. Mm.
What an adventure.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Adventure of the mind.
Window to window.
Yep.
Diorama to diorama.
Absolutely.
We go now to a natural history museum.
Shh. Hulk. Hey, guys, come over here.
Okay.
Just real quick, everyone get over here.
Museum closes at 7 p.m.
What is it?
We stay here. After the door shut for the night, what if we stay here? I have an idea, and it just might be the thing for us all to do that will leave our hearts full. What if we stay here to look at these dead animals?
I don't know. I mean, makes me kind of nervous. What if something went wrong?
No, nothing can go wrong. Everything can only go right.
But, Tim, I think we could maybe get in trouble, like... We could be history. We could be history. When my mom and dad get a hold of me, we could be history.
Don't touch that glass or my boss will have my ass. You kids better behave or I'll kick you out. 7 o'clock and the museum closes, so get on to it, have some fun.
Do you think that guy's gonna be here if we stay here overnight? I think he might.
He's a security guard / docent, I thought of it before. He keeps everyone safe, and he also leads the tour. If we want to be history, we could be history.
Oh, in a good way.
We could be history. Like famous historical people.
Greg, I'm gonna lock up the Sphinx room. You okay over by the animals?
Yeah, I think I got this under control, but if you wouldn't mind bringing me back a snack, because I'm awfully peckish.
Yeah, sure. Let me just close up the Sphinx room, which is what we call the wing of the Egypt stuff.
We call the person who closes the Sphinx room the Sphinxter.
Okay, guys, okay, you're right. Oh, it's hilarious. It's like a riddle. Were you going to say something?
Oh, just that we call the guy that locks up the whale room, we call him a Moby Dick.
Yeah!
You're getting there. You're getting there, Gene.
Not
you're getting
bad.
There. I'm new.
It's a C-plus.
You're
going
to get there.
I'm new. Yeah. I love the way you guys razz each other.
We call the guy who locks up the Hall of the Dinosaurs a real boner.
Yeah! No, that's good. Yeah. That's clever.
It's all butt stuff and dick stuff.
Hey, what else is that?
We're Teamsters.
Absolutely.
Some people see a museum. They see a stack of old stones. They see some dioramas, and maybe they see some fossils and some bones. When we come to work, we say, hey, diorama sounds like diarrhea. We really know how to make those jokes and...
Animal crackers, animal cookies, I like them both.
Sure.
But no one will give me a snack because I'm always working now.
So when we come to work, when we punch that card, the thing that we gotta remember is this job is hard. We should relax with butts and bones, with
butts and bones.
When everybody else has gone on home, we're relaxing with
butts and bones.
Have you ever noticed how the antelope on the savannah looks like he really has a boner?
Yeah, and have you ever noticed how the real life replica of George Washington, oh boy, does it look like he has a boner?
Hey, have you ever seen how pigs are so smart? It gets me to thinking maybe we shouldn't eat them because it looks like they know when they're going to die or in the cell.
Hey, Greg, are you starving, man?
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry, actually.
Yeah, all right, we get it. Yeah, we got to get Greg a snack.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever notice how the chips in the vending machine, when you press E and the number after, you know those chips are E3? It looks like a boner.
Oh, it's like a boner.
Thanks, Gene.
Yeah.
Hey, butts and bones.
Here you go. Here's like a granola bar. Is this going to be enough?
I mean, it'll suffice.
Okay, because, you know, you're the last one to close up. Gene.
Yeah.
He's leaving.
I'm leaving. I'm Gene. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Right. Marvin's leaving. That's me.
That's Marvin. Marvin's right leaving.
My name is Todd. Todd's leaving.
Todd's leaving. But
as we do every night, we say our own names before we check out for the night.
All right. Gene's got it under control. You guys have a nice night.
No, not Gene.
That was a joke. That was a joke. Okay. You guys
have to go. Oh, you're pretending like Gene's
going to be
I told you where I took this job. I'm going to be bringing a lot of comedy to the table.
I got worried for a second because, like, I got to go home.
Yeah.
Here's something we know. Gene has got to go. He has to help his kid with his book report.
So who is staying?
I think Marvin's staying.
Hey, everybody.
I think we all know I got a strip club to get to.
Yeah.
Very, very important quote-unquote job.
There we go. Now, I got this under control.
Bye, right. Greg.
Bye, Greg.
Yeah. Bye, Greg.
Hey, good luck.
Greg's got it.
I think they don't realize we're all still here.
And we were standing like 2 feet away from them. It's just because we were frozen. They didn't notice we weren't exhibits.
Yeah, like they're like that T-Rex rules.
Yeah, if it don't move, it can't see you.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're having our own freaking night at the museum.
Oh my gosh, if everything were to come to life and Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson were here like night at the museum, I'd lose my freaking mind.
I don't think that's gonna happen. That's fiction.
Hey, just doing my rounds. Okay.
Hey.
I smell something in here. I can't hear anything, I can't see anything, but I know my sniffer when I smell it. Wait, what the ding-dong was that? All right, I'll go check the other rooms, but I'm going to come back to this one because there's something suspicious going on here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
TM, oh my gosh.
I had such a nervous fart.
Oh God.
Oh God, it's so embarrassing.
Well, for some reason, he talks to himself so much that he like talked over some
we
of
know,
the
yeah. we know
and we'll
coming.
Know when he's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys, look
hey,
at
Kelly,
this.
Thanks for not making fun of me for the fart.
You're, well, I mean, I haven't.
Holy
I mean,
crap,
I still might.
I didn't make fun of you either.
I was about to give you an also a call. Jeez, Tony, give me a second.
Tim, I feel like I see what's happening here.
What?
You freaking... I'm not even gonna say it.
Tony, no.
I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna, like... I'm gonna stare at you till you get what I'm saying. Maybe I'm gonna, like, look my eyeballs over at Kelly. No. And I'm gonna give you, like, a little eyebrow raise.
Tony, I see what you're about.
Yeah.
There's a girl here with us. And you think you figured it out. And while all of those things that you're thinking may be true, Tony, there's something that I gotta say to you. Thank you for not making fun of me when I farted. Thank you for being the truest, truest friend. Thank you for not making fun of me when I farted. When all that smelly, smelly gas came out my ass.
Oh my gosh. Here's what I'm thinking, if I can be so real. I'm sorry I got insecure that I was a third wheel. So I got out in front of it before you could tell me to leave. But yes, you are my best friend, you better believe. I never make fun of you when you farted. Other when we have a little bit of gas.
You know, a minute ago I felt like you were the third wheel, Tony.
Yeah.
I felt like Tim invited me and you were baloney.
That's kind of
so
what
to speak.
Happened.
But then you realized that just like in history, there are things called bicycles with two wheels, but there are also tricycles with three wheels, and they work better when there are three. Better when there are three. As long as you don't make fun of me if I have gas too. Or should I say three?
Thanks, Kelly. Hey, listen. You won't have to ask me to leave. I'll just pass like little gas if the time presents itself.
Thank
to
you for
me.
Living here with not making fun of me. And thank you for realizing, even though there are bikes to work while we're three, at some point in this evening, I'm gonna try to make a move.
Yeah.
So when you exit, let's just try to make it kinda subtle and smooth. And thank you for not making fun of me.
Hey, I almost forgot my granola bar. Gee, there you are, you little rascal.
Oh, for God.
You know what the?
I'm not gonna make fun of you, but you do need to get.
Oh man, Greg, you are starting to hear things. You better eat this bar. That always happens when I get hungry. Okay,
Greg, you think you're starting to feel things?
Yeah.
Hear things? You mean like
Wait, what?
Come on over here.
Okay. All right, Greg, calm down. The monkeys are not talking to you. Okay, oh boy. All right.
Greg.
Yeah?
We do this every night. Why are you acting so weird?
Greg, come on. Come on, Greg. Please, just remember that you talk to us.
Yeah, Greg. We need you, Greg. We need you, buddy.
It seems my greatest fears have been confirmed. Greg is not alone, I have learned. I just want to eat this bar so I'm not hungry. I miss my Secure Guard buddies. I'm alone, I'm so hungry. And I have only a bar to eat, but I want so much more to eat. I want Asian noodles, Italian food. Sure, some Chinese dim sum, that would do. I'm going hungry. Watch Mr. Monkey. I feel so alone. Might you give me a bite of your banana good? Might you give me a bite of some of that kibble? I just need a friend more than I need food, because those other guys, they don't treat me like they should. I'm always staying late, having to be the bad guy, while they are at strip clubs. I'm feeling bad about myself every single day. Person to them, but I'm just a hungry security guard hanging with monkeys.
Oh, did you guys all see that?
The monkeys came to life.
They came to life, right?
And they talked to that guy. And he ignored them, I think, probably to protect his worldview, right?
Yeah, like, I think it was definitely to protect his worldview. Like, he's blaming it on, like, having maybe, like, low blood sugar.
Yeah, because you have to, like, report stuff. If you're an overnight guard and you start seeing and hearing things, that's like, you have to report that and then you'll get locked up.
Guys, oh, do you think...
For sure, Kelly.
Do you think that it's going to happen? Do you think we're going to get to meet Owen Wilson?
Oh, my God.
Again, I just don't. I think that's from a movie. That's not like.
Kelly, I feel you. I hear you. But, like, let's look at the facts as they are.
We're in a museum.
Locked in at night.
I'm sorry. Can you put this in hypothesis form?
Okay, sure. Okay, I'm going to hypothesize that the night at the museum is real and that we're going to meet Owen Wilson. Because there's already facts that I can see. We're in this museum and it's night two. And also that are the first part of my hypothesis. I've already seen them to be true. And so let's make an experiment that we can observe. And when I prove that I'm right, maybe we'll deserve to meet.
Tonight I'm knowing is at the end of it we'll meet Owen. And you know it's gonna be so killer when he's with his very best friend Ben Stiller. And if it's a sequel, as if that's not enough, we might be blessed by the presence of Hank Azaria when we meet Owen Wilson.
Meet Owen Wilson.
When we meet Owen Wilson.
they meet Owen Wilson.
What will happen? Will we infringe on yet another property that will maybe get us sued by a company?
Seems like that's already happened.
Find out when we return to the second half of Night at the Natural History Museum.
Everybody has the right to rest.
The key to getting your best rest? The right mattress.
Well, you? Let me introduce you to Lisa. With two awesome mattresses plus accessories and bases for deeper, better rest.
The all-foam Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA 200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers. It's like the Lisa mattress I have, but better and enhanced.
Or rest on their Superior hybrid mattress, the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support.
Guys, you know about Lisa. And their mission to provide a better night's sleep for everybody. And from day one, Lisa set out to create a company with heart.
That's why they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell to organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention.
To date, they've donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits.
You know we love them.
God, I sleep on it every night. I love it. I love traveling, but I love coming home so much more because I get to get back to that good mattress that makes me feel so good.
For that
right.
good sleep.
For that good
Don't
sleep.
Don't miss Lisa's President's Day sale. Get 15% off any mattress for a limited time at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook.
That's LEESA.com/offbook. Promo code
offbook.
Welcome back. When we last left, three children and a man and some monkeys come to life. They were in a natural history museum. They still are. But what will happen next? It's just the beginning of this night at the
Natural History Museum.
TM. Hey, Dad. I have to admit, I didn't read the whole book. I mean, I like Where the Red Fern Grows, but it seemed kind of confusing.
Okay.
I know you worked a long shift, but I could really use some help.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm just real tired right now. What part of Where the Red Fern Grows did you not understand?
Well, they're eating something called back bacon, and I don't know what that is at the breakfast table.
Okay. So you know how, like, there's parts of a pig?
Yeah.
And you know how bacon comes from one part of a pig?
Yeah, of course I do. I'm not stupid.
Back bacon is bacon that comes from the back of the pig.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, yeah. Foot bacon is bacon that comes from the foot.
Okay.
You know pork belly?
Yeah.
That's just the belly bacon.
Oh,
same
my God.
Thing. That was the thing you were confused about with the book Where the Red Fern Grows?
Yeah.
You didn't want to talk about those dogs or nothing?
Not really. They seem kind of boring.
Dad, when you're done with him, can you come into my bedroom and can you explain some questions I have about Old Yeller?
Sure, Matthew, can you hang out a second?
Yeah, of course, no problem.
Okay, Marissa, I told you, Old Yeller is not on your curriculum this year.
I told you not to read that one. I found it under your mattress, and I started reading it, and read something about, I had a question about Old Yeller.
I get it. Listen, I need both of you to come here real quick.
Well, I'm already right here.
Yeah.
Matt,
come in here.
Yeah.
Listen, it seems like you all are kind of gravitating towards books with a specific theme.
Yeah. Well,
bacon.
Bacon, yeah.
Nope. Sometimes there are books with dogs that die.
Huh?
What?
Sometimes there are, was that not your question about Old Yeller?
No, I haven't gotten.
I'm so sorry.
Old Yeller, I was still reading in like the first part of Old Yeller.
Oh, hey, there's Marjorie. Hey, Marjorie.
Hi, Marjorie.
Marjorie, I was reading it out loud to Marjorie.
Okay, that's weird, but I guess not. Oh, Marjorie.
Oh, my.
Yes. Listen, Marjorie is a very healthy,
very
young golden retriever.
She'll live forever.
She will. You know what? No. This is the time to have this conversation.
Oh,
bacon.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how bacon, delicious as it is, before it can be bacon, it has to be a pig.
Huh?
And the pig can't be around with the bacon's there as well.
Why not?
Because the pig has gone to heaven. It hasn't gone to hell. Because it's the circle of life. With pigs and also dogs. And everything dies. Just like your mom.
What?
Which we already went over. I'm sorry to bring it up. But hey, for now, don't focus on that. Let's focus on this cute little pup.
gonna say, what were you gonna ask for at the 7-Eleven?
Anti-anxiety medication?
Okay. Yeah, I think I need that too.
Listen. We can all go to the 7-Eleven. I didn't mean to hurt ye. And when we get there, we can eat all kinds of flavors of Slurpees. It'll be so good, we'll get anti-anxiety meds that are the bomb. And we'll try not to focus on your dead mom. For the record, she died when both of you were very young. But she's always looking out for you to see what you've become. She's with all the pigs in heaven and the dogs and cats too, looking out for you. Talks like this. I never thought I would be a single dad raising kids. I'm just trying to do my best and help the two of you along. Let's all go to 7-Eleven and Subway and get a $5 foot long.
$5 foot long.
That sounds pretty good, Dad. But I must admit, I feel pretty stupid at school now.
Really?
I've been saying dogs can live forever and that mommy's not really dead.
Okay, yeah.
That she'll come back for my high school graduation. She's just spring breaking now instead.
Okay, so we're gonna go to family therapy, all three of us together. There's no shame in going to therapy, no shame whatsoever. We're gonna go there and face our problems. We're gonna face them head on. And we're gonna celebrate and also grieve for your mom.
I miss you, mom. I miss you, mom.
But for now, try to get some sleep. Oh, I'm bad at this.
Okay, Dad.
Okay, Dad.
So are you guys gonna come into this Egypt wing with me, or like, is now that time?
No, Dad? Now's not the time.
Tim, is now
I'm not ready.
Do you want to be in the Egypt wing? Because it's so sexy.
I mean, nothing.
You guys, the Egypt wing is really scary. There's like a lot of tombs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait. Not sexy.
Not so
I don't know what's,
sexy.
I don't know what girls think is sexy.
I kind of want to go with, like, the underwater, like, the pretend underwater exhibit where, like, the squid and the whale wrestle each other. Like, in,
like in the so squid and the, in that movie, like in the squid and the whale. With Owen Wilson.
Wait, we were moving. on. What are you kids doing
here? Usually he says he's coming in to out loud. So
well,
hear
I don't
announce
myself in the Egyptian room.
We're trying to have a night at the museum, and everything is coming to life here. And don't you see? This is a magical time.
Yeah, Greg, listen. You said that those monkeys weren't moving, but we saw it too. You're not losing your mind.
You're not crazy, Greg.
You saw the monkeys too?
Yeah. And Greg, that means that you have, like, a magical, awesome place where you work. And, of course, three kids are going to try to spend the night there and figure out what's sexy.
Yeah,
that's
no.
That's right.
I did some knock-around things, too, when I was your ages.
Really?
Yeah, of course I did.
So, well, I guess since you can't kick us out because the doors are locked and they don't open till morning, and that's the rules, could you help us maybe find out?
What's the sexiest part?
I can tell you what I thought it was.
And I'll tell you what I think.
We
all have different ideas about it.
Well, the obvious one is Nefertiti. Look at her. She's a real beauty, huh?
It's all in the name.
I know what you mean. You kids are smart and funny today, huh? Well, what is sexy? It's different for everyone.
Different for everyone.
Like, I think that lion sitting next to that lady, hey, that's pretty sexy to me.
Sexy to me.
You know what, now I'm kind of curious. What's sexy to my millennials like you kids, huh? I'm so out of touch these days.
Nothing is as sexy to me as being near an Egyptian tomb. Specifically, the pyramids.
because they look like boobs. I think I've never seen a boob, but I'm pretty sure they look like that. That's my joy, a very symmetrical triangle shape that comes out in a poi.
And honestly, sexy in everything.
What about that?
Oh, these gems and jewels. Well, look at them. They're like sexy tools.
Surely couldn't think that ashtray is sexy.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, boy, you would be amazed what a teenage boy can think is sexy. It's everything. Like, let's go to the aquarium.
Finally.
That's what the ladies want.
I like to see fish strangling fish, and I like to think I'm down there with them.
Oh, you want something sexy? Oh, boy, kid, there's not anything sexier than ink coming out of a squid. Oh, and it's all sexy to me. Oh, it's all sexy to me.
It's all sexy, all that you've got to know is that everything,
everything,
everything is sexy to me. Don't say bones.
Don't
do not say bones.
Don't even bring up bones right now.
All right, look, kids, but the thing is, you've can't tell that I let you stay overnight.
Oh, no, we would never do that.
Okay.
We also have a lot of snacks that we brought, and we can't help but notice that you seem like you're really hungry, so if you want any of this stuff, you can have it. Yeah.
Are you hypoglycemic? Because you got to keep your blood sugar.
I think maybe I am. I'm just scared to go to the doctor because I'm, you know, well, Whitey's going to say something really bad. What's wrong with me? Yeah. Like, it is
then there probably is.
Yeah. All doctors.
What do you mean?
No. Oh no! I'm a kid. I don't know. Yeah, I was just going off what you said.
Okay. Well,
if you feel like you're real sick, then you probably are.
I mean, I would think that you probably would be.
I don't feel great.
Well, I would. Yeah, I would take like a little more control of your health and your wellness, and just like don't be afraid because it's that you got to move forward. You know,
eat some of these gluten free crackers and vegan cheese.
You're a Teamster, right?
Yeah,
of course. You're in a union. You have health care.
Yeah. We can smoke.
I guess
you're a Teamster, you get
smoke. That's what we were saying.
We're talking around the same.
Sure. You can smoke.
Sure. Yeah, it's one of the perks.
So you're going to be just fine.
I wouldn't smoke. You know, I wouldn't smoke if I were you.
For your health. Okay, it's something to consider.
Maybe just because we're from California at a very young age, they sort of like hammer
Is that true? It's not even,
is that true? Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Please, yeah.
Where's the Owen Wilson exhibit? Owen Wilson as a cowboy.
Tiny cowboy.
Tiny cowboy Owen Wilson.
First off, how did you guys know about the Owen Wilson exhibit?
It's real!
Look, I've been sworn I have the key, but I can't show you, kids.
You have the key then tell us there is one and then tell us you're not going to show us.
Saying it's a private exhibit that isn't even open to the public?
What is that for then? Who's looking at it if not us?
It's for Owen.
It's for Owen.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to, but so are you saying that he lives in there and he is tiny or he himself visits his tiny self?
Yeah, which one?
All of the above.
Wait, but two different paths.
No, I don't you guys see?
Exactly. I don't yet.
I'll explain it. It's perfectly clear.
I'm also clear.
There's a tiny Owen Wilson locked in a back room, and there's a normal-sized Owen Wilson, and sometimes he's there too. Because the tiny Owen Wilson and the Owen Wilson we know are the same. There's two Owen Wilsons. It's pretty simple though. See, there's a tiny Owen Wilson locked away, and the normal Owen Wilson comes and visits him in the day, and he doesn't want to share it with the people like you and me. Because the tiny Owen Wilson is normal Owen Wilson's property. Do you get it?
I guess.
guess so, but
it
it's like...
perfect sense.
You're spot on. You kind of nailed it.
I have some questions, like one or two. Why doesn't he just have this exhibit in his home in Malibu? Then he could wake up every morning while he looks at the beach. And right there, look at his tiny self, so convenient in reach.
But the tiny Owen Wilson, he's got a home as well. And he doesn't live in Malibu, he's got a story to tell. Because tiny Owen Wilson is a cowboy who needs a tiny cowboy town. And the museum is the only place that would have that around.
Right, okay, I think I get it.
It makes
and also,
perfect sense.
This is probably the only place where the magic exists that allows them to be like
also
sentient.
Exactly.
Wait, that actually does make sense.
Yeah, I guess I see it. It's clear to me now. Owen Wilson, little Owen Wilson somehow. And is he living a different life as a tiny cowboy on the prairie with kids and a wife? Or is he the same Owen Wilson with experiences the same, that they share everything in their DNA, not just their name? Or does the tiny Owen Wilson live in the past and not know that he's trapped under a bunch of glass?
Wait! It could be that there are two dimensions and one Owen Wilson is tiny and the other Owen Wilson lives in our world and he thinks the other little Owen Wilson is... I still don't understand!
No. I follow what you're saying.
You're right. All of you are right. And now, I grant you access to Owen Wilson!
We're standing right in front of it the entire time.
Wow. But big tall people.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Owen Wilson's here.
There he is.
Hey there. Wow.
Hey, look, what are you guys doing in my exhibit, you guys? Wow.
Oh my gosh, they're both here.
Oh, yeah, I just came to visit my tiny self and I wanted to just see what you guys were. But there's like a bunch of people in here.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, look,
hey,
wow.
Tiny Owen Wilson.
Hey, big Owen Wilson.
Hey,
wow.
Hey, just get flowing from Malibu.
So,
wow.
So Owens, I hope you don't mind. I want these kids to meet
Greg,
you.
Yeah, Greg, what's going on?
Oh, kids, come in here.
They were being a little bit mischievous, and they want to have a night at the museum, if you know what I mean.
Oh, like
right?
The movie. Oh, like that
movie that I was in. Wow.
Mr. Wilson's,
Mr. Wilson.
It is Mr. Wilson.
I'm so sorry,
yeah,
Mr.
Thanks
Wilson.
For clarifying that, Tiny.
I'm so sorry. It's just so crazy because I had a hypothesis that we would meet Owen Wilson tonight.
You did, and you were right the whole time.
Oh, my God. And I had no idea
how
that we
could... you have known that?
I just kind of knew. I had no idea that I would meet two of you, and it's just a true honor. Tiny Owen Wilson?
Wow, yeah?
What year is your life?
Wow, It's the wild, wild,
so it's like
it's Shanghai Nights.
1837? Oh.
It's Shanghai Nights, wild,
okay.
Wild west.
Okay.
Wow.
So, wow.
Yeah. And that's my favorite version of Owen Wilson, FYI.
Oh, hey, I'm staring right here. Come on.
Sorry. Hey, what I'm saying.
That's really insensitive.
Hey, but Shanghai Nights is Shanghai Nights. It's kind of a,
But Owen Wilson?
Yeah, what's up?
So this is just like, so he's like a tiny version of one of your roles. So
yeah.
Like, does this rotate like a different time? I could see like... the tiny you from Marley and Me? I don't want
to
talk about that because dogs die, but like...
Listen, I've lost track of all the movies I did after Bottle Rocket, so all the things you're saying sound like vaguely familiar.
Cool.
Wow. I don't know.
Wow. We've done so much work in the industry.
We sure have, Tiny Owen Wilson. Wow.
But Tiny Owen Wilson, are you living the life of a cowboy, or are you just like on a loop of Shanghai Nights?
Yeah, wow. Like a cowboy. Wow, in Shanghai Nights.
Tim, Kelly, can I talk to you?
Please.
Guys, we gotta get out of here. This is crunching my head.
Also, they are like way too like awed by stuff. Like they're just like constant awe. It's super freaky.
It's
like a cult.
You guys asked for Owen Wilson, I showed you. I feel like
No, Greg, honestly, like thank you so much. That was like such a huge treat. It's just I feel like the longer I'm in that room, like my brain is leaking out of my ears.
This is a real don't meet your heroes situation.
Yeah. Well,
heroes, plural.
You can't get out of the museum for at least another 3 hours.
Yeah, but...
we don't have to be in
you can lock
room,
those two guys inside there, right? You have the key.
No.
Greg, we need to have more snacks. You really fall
apart. I'm not thinking well right now.
You gotta plan your meals, dude. And also, Greg,
Yeah. I really feel like we gotta leave Tim and Kelly alone so they can have their first smooch.
What? What are you guys talking about?
Nothing.
What?
Okay, yeah. I would love to be able to facilitate that.
We'll just like...
We'll just lock him in this room with the Owen Wilson.
Wait, wait, no, I don't think that's...
Have fun, kids!
Oh, wow. You got locked in the room.
This might be the most people we've ever had in here at once.
Four people. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. You counted right. Do you count as a whole person, Tiny Owen Wilson?
Sure do. Wow. Shanghai Nights, but a full person. Wow.
Is there Jackie Chan, there's no Tiny Jackie Chan or
nope.
not to, I don't know if that's a touchy
not
subject.
Not when four
or...
white people are recording. There's no Jackie Chan here. Nope.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
What did I say? Wow, no, I meant he's not. He's working.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I was curious.
I love working with Jackie. And for everything he does, I'm like, wow, you're so good. Hey, is there another way out of this room? No offense to the two of you.
Not that I know of, Tiny Owen Wilson. Wow,
no,
is there?
No, also not that I know of.
Okay, well, I guess, it's just you and me and Owen Wilson and
Owen
Wilson.
I made no way out. It's me, Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller, wow.
Wow, how are you doing, buddy? Wow.
Good, how are you, Owen?
I'm good. Just came in from Malibu. Wanted to visit Tiny Owen Wilson over there.
Great. Hi, Tiny.
Hi.
Hey, kids, do you you want to get out of this room?
Oh, my God, so much.
Just a little
so
bit. No offense,
much.
Owen Wilson, you're lovely, but I'm trying to... I wanted to... I just wanted
what,
to,
Tim?
There's something cool in the museum that I wanted to show you by the whale and the squid that I think you'd really like.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's go. So, Ben, you were...
Ben, you can help
may
us?
I call you Ben? I'm sorry, Mr.
You may
Stilly.
Call me Ben. You
can I call you Stilly?
Nope. No, you may not. Only because that makes me feel weird and
does
sad.
It?
Like I'm still or something.
No, I get you. I was trying to go for like, camaraderie, but it was way too early.
Just like,
you get into nicknames.
Just even Stiller
Ben,
would be fine.
Mr. Stiller.
Yeah, great. Either one.
Mr. Benjamin
I thought you said
Stiller.
Steven Stiller would be fine, but I just realized you said even Stiller. It was like a whole different name.
Kelly, you're so funny.
Can you please get us the heck out of here?
Absolutely.
Where are you guys going, man? Well, you want to stay around, man? Hang out with us?
Hey, Owen, I'm going to circle back.
Tiny Owen Wilson?
I'm going to circle back, Owen. Don't worry.
Okay, buddy.
I'm just going to get
later.
These kids out of here.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. Wow.
Do ba do 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 do.
Stiller's got
pipes. He's really groovy.
Let me help the two of you. Let me give your budding little crush a boost. And also let me give you a physical boost.
Oh, an air vent.
Whoa. You have a connection you don't have to invent. You can escape this room by army crawling through this vent.
Through this vent.
Keep singing, Ben Stiller, we'll climb.
A do da do da do do da do do.
What a fine tune. It's so nice of Ben Stiller to help set the mood. Let's kick down vent here. I think I know where we are, just see.
It's getting so dark in here that I can't see anyone's faces. Is this a bad time to tell you that I have a fear of small spaces?
I mean, it's not ideal, but we'll be out soon. I think we're actually directly above the aquatic animal room. I can still hear Ben Stiller echoing
oh,
through
there he is. Oh, it sounds so good up there.
There's something I wanted to say.
I'm listening.
I also think tentacles are sexy. I watch a lot of anime. You too?
Yeah. I love all the things that have the Japanese monsters and so forth. I think they call it hentai for what that's worth.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm ready to go quite that extreme. But I'm definitely on the road there, if you know.
Thank you.
sing the moon.
Kelly?
Yes, Tim?
Can I kiss you?
Why don't you just put your hand on my boob?
Hell yeah.
Thanks for sitting on this bench with me, Greg.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
I know Kelly gave you those healthy snacks, but do you want this Go-Gurt?
Yeah, sure. I've never tried a Go-Gurt.
I can't eat it. It's way too sexy.
Yeah, okay. Let me... Oh, this is good. It seems like it's got like three flavors.
Yeah, it's got three distinct berry flavors.
Interesting. So they can combine. That's I didn't even know that was straight legal, actually. You know what I mean? That's a joke I do with the guys sometimes.
I like that, Greg.
Yeah, I put straight legal after about anything. You know, it's always funny to the fellows.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny. Boy.
Yeah.
Well. So, when dawn comes and we get out of here, do you like go sleep all day and then you come back at night?
Nah, I go work another job, yeah.
Are you for real, Greg?
Yeah, I'm not a big sleeper, and I don't have
Wait, Greg. So you're never sleeping, and you're barely eating?
Yeah.
And you won't go to the doctors?
I'm scared of the doctors. I told you, they're going to tell me I'm going to die or something. I'd rather just croak, you know?
No, Greg, you shouldn't feel that way. You shouldn't just rather croak.
Yeah, well, you know, I got really no one looking out for me to, I don't have a responsibility. It's my choice, you
Greg.
Know?
Greg, come on. You want to be like a bunch of these stiffs in these dioramas, frozen in your routine for all eternity? Or do you want to be like something that isn't here at all?
I think, yeah. I think the last thing you said, not like anything here at all. You really pierced my heart, kid.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Yeah.
That's the skill of being a third wheel. You kind of observe.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Can I say You kind of inspired me to maybe take a little bit care of myself. You kind of inspired me to maybe try to care for someone else.
Maybe inspired you to think of yourself. I maybe inspired you to think of someone else.
Kelly inspired me to be so brave.
Tim, you inspired me to admit there's something weird with my brain, sexually.
Wow, you inspired me to do Shanghai Nights.
And you inspired me to come and visit you, whether it's wrong or it's right. Wow.
Wow.
It's only natural to get inspired at the museum.
Try something new.
I feel like I'm gonna try something new.
Touched a boob and it's not like a pyramid.
I'm gonna try eating a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner.
I'm gonna watch hentai, cause that's what my girlfriend is into.
It's only natural.
It's only natural.
Coming up.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
The end. That was Night at the Natural History Museum, the musical. We'll be right back after this. Earn iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers.
Shop from top designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds of more, up to 90% off retail.
New arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by the Real Real team of experts.
In fact, The Real Real employs over 100 brain authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic.
You can shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. Shop online, visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or visit one of their luxury consignment offices in Chicago, Dallas, Miami, San Francisco, Washington, D.C.
New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout.
The website, extensive. The products, beautiful. Sublime.
We got watches. We got shirts. We got pants. We got shoes.
We got ancient gems.
We got coats. We got all the things that you want to see and buy.
We have eldritch artifacts. So yes, shop in store, online, or download the app to get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL.
That's therealreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items.
And artifacts.
Welcome back!
Oh, gosh. My gosh. Steve Burke, Janet Varney.
What
thank
delight.
You so
thanks
much.
For having us.
What so a fun.
Oh, what a fun time.
Gosh, I enjoyed every moment of that.
I did too.
I did.
Sincerely.
I really did. Ooh. I really did also. So, listen, Owen Wilson, we love you. We honor you. And now we're going to honor you with a little bit of a rap. We're going to do a little, like, the movie game. Or six degrees of separation as a rap. And we're going to start with our boy Owen Wilson.
We're just going to kind of go. It won't be 6 degrees. It will be more, probably. Yeah. And also, it will be a rap. So, like, give us a break, okay?
Yeah, so, yeah. It's like some degrees of separation.
Some degrees of Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Aww. Owen Wilson. Yo, he's so neato in Meet the Parents with... Nope, I was about to say Danny DeVito.
Yeah!
That's not
Danny
what it is.
DeVito!
Okay. Owen Wilson in so many movies, it's clear. So, what? De Niro. How did I make that so hard? It's like I couldn't pull it off a card.
Robert De Niro in The Godfather 2. Who is there? Danny DeVito to boot. Yeah, my boy, you know that he be hanging up in The Godfather acting like a penguin.
I love DeVito, he's so fly. He got so many ways that he know how to be got. He likes to do things and make lots of poses. He was with Kathleen Turner in War of the Roses.
Kathleen Turner, you're a dreamboat, yeah. You're the best actress I've ever seen, yeah. You were in a movie called V.R. Warshawski. Now I can't remember anyone who was in that. Let's say Mel. Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Was he in it?
Yeah, let's say that he was.
Okay.
It would be nice. Mel Gibson, straight up in The Passion of the Christ. Yeah, who's there lurking in the back? Oh, it's your boy, Danny DeVito.
Yeah,
he's
that's
the
right.
Penguin in Passion of the Christ.
Okay, so... people who were in other movies, just naming names, but that is also groovy. Mel Gibson directed Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
And that is a fact that is kind of nice, but yeah. We don't want to talk about him for one more minute.
No.
Because he's a dick, and this is something I can win it.
Yeah.
I can win that debate so great, but I will say, all right, that guy, Caviezel is in that movie and he's kind of like a weasel when he's in that frequency. Check it at me. He's in that movie and you should see. But here's one other thing that I think is so neato. Can we please keep talking about
Danny
DeVito?
What's up, motherfucker? Greatest villain of all time. In that Batman movie with his lines, the sublime. He got that top hat. He got that big nose. What the fuck y'all know about DeVito? He's got that TV career as well. He's on the silver screen, going straight to your brain. Yeah, what's that? It's Always Sunny, cause you know he's got that mad comedy chops. He's funny.
Yo, okay, let me get out and say he's in Always Sunny with Charlie Day.
Yeah.
And Charlie Day, if I can just toss this, he's in that movie Horrible Bosses. And now let me pause, let me try to say this. He's in that movie with Jason Sudeikis. Sudeikis on SNL, but also a couple movies, a few stories to tell. Can anyone get Sudeikis to Owen Wilson?
Oh, boy.
Janet on the mic.
Jason Sudeikis. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make this.
Was he in 33? The story of Jackie Robinson, so I see. And that, if I can suppose, then that is with Chadwick Boseman. And Chadwick Boseman is in Black Panther. That's such a good movie.
You
got
Black
Panther.
Really good.
Yeah, very good.
That you've got the answer. You know the villain that Black Panther is after. Danny DeVito, he's up in the scene.
Hell yeah.
Right. Keep it in. Everyone is mad at me because I am making this game harder. But I know nothing about movies.
Here's a little bit of trivia for your brain. Danny DeVito was roommates with, Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas, they were roommates in the 60s before Taxi, and he got famous.
That explains why they did all of those movies, like Jewel of the Nile and all those other movies.
Yo, Taxi is a car. I'll tell you what soon. What's also transportation? A hot air balloon. Who's in that movie? Around the World in 80 Days? Guess what? Jackie Chan, you will stay amazed.
Just might connect him to Owen Wilson with Shanghai Nights. Yo, Shanghai Nights, Shanghai Days.
Shanghai Nights, Shanghai Days, starring Danny DeVito.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
The best movie.
As the samurai sword.
But I think, guys, great work. The many degrees of Owen Wilson. This was basically unlistenable. Don't add us. This is free.
Oh, Janet.
Steve.
Oh,
guys, tell the people what they need to know.
My name is Steve Berg, and I am on a podcast with my friend Janet.
Yes, sir.
Called Voyage to the Stars.
Indeed.
Coming out February 12th.
February 12th.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. And tell them a little bit about it.
Listen, guys, it's basically an improvised comedic space drama slash comedy.
Check.
Where our other podcast stars, Felicia Day and Colton Dunn, the four of us play sort of a group of raggle-taggle misfits who are touring around the universe after they get stuck in a wormhole. And hilarity ensues.
Are you telling me that it's got space? It's got comedy.
It's you two.
It's got Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
Yeah, that's right, guys.
I have to wait till February 12th?
I'm sorry, but you do.
I don't know when this is released. It might... I bet I don't have to wait that long.
Remember how you had to wait till February 12th back in history?
I can't believe I had to wait till February 12th.
Oh my God, February 12th today. We've covered it all.
It is the 12th. It's almost the 12th. It was the 12th. You should be listening.
That's the world in which there's multiple Owen Wilsons. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
A reminder, we still do have an album out. It is called
it's
The Calendar Album.
It's
we still
out.
Would love it if you would buy it or write a review or just thank you. Thank you to Darren for the Facebook group. Thank you for Sean Matthew for the Instagram. Thank you all the sleepy babies in the group for being wonderful. I think that's it, yeah? Let's call
it. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're feeling kind of neato,
then you might be
Danny DeVito.
Wow.
So good.
Wow.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Thanks again, Real Real, for supporting today's show. Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers at up to 90% off retail. If you got a 90% on a quiz in high school, you'd be like, score.
That's an A. It is an A value. You know, every item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, and new arrivals come in daily. So if you're like me and you must buy new every day is a new adventure.
New customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. Shop in store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL.
That's realreal.com promo code REAL.